Joined now by former Ravens head coach and current NFL Network and Fox analyst Brian Billick. And, Coach, I think the first place I got to go with this is, are you feeling any sense of whatever it is, melancholy, that the Ravens, the team that you coached to their first Super Bowl championship, are back here and back here without you as their head coach?
Oh, it's great. I still live in the greater Baltimore area, and it's been great to be caught up in the enthusiasm from that different perspective. When you're in it, you know, you're kind of narrow focused. It's about you, your team. You don't really get caught up in everything that's going on around it. So now, because they're, and obviously I've been to a lot of Super Bowls, and they're great. It's great, the energy. But for the Ravens to be here has been really, really special, and I've loved every minute of it.
And what, when you look at these teams, you know, there's tremendous contrast. The first of all, the entire team except for Ray Lewis is different. Ozzie Newsome is still there too. But when you look at the defense-dominated team that you had, just talk about the contrast and comparison.
Well, it is a major contrast. We were a defense-dominated team. We ran the ball well, and we didn't turn it over. But it was a different time in the league. I think the interesting thing about this game is both teams come in with legitimate defensive credentials. In the last 10 years or so, obviously it's a quarterback-driven league, and these quarterbacks will be an impact, but we really haven't had any really dominant defenses. We've had defenses that have played well, but you weren't coming into the game going the defenses were the key. For both these teams, very physical, playing very well right now. It's kind of an old-school game in that regard and why it's going to be so close.
Talking with Ozzie Newsome about this, he said that he thought this, in comparing the two teams, this current Raven team was really more complete. That he said if the offense needs to pick it up, it'll do it. If the defense does it, it'll do it. Special teams. And he sensed that back again in 2000, it was more of a case where your defense just took control of the game, stranglehold on the opponent, and that was it.
And that's the way it was designed. If we could get a 10-point lead, the game was going to be over, basically. And so you played to that strength. And no, we didn't have the diversity of athletes that they have on the offensive side.
As you look at the 49ers with Colin Kaepernick and all that he can do as a dynamic runner and thrower, what are you seeing that's sustainable with him, with Robert Griffin III, with Russell Wilson?
What I see as sustainable is the athletes you just mentioned, Russell Wilson, Colin Kaepernick, RG3. They can beat you from the pocket. I mean, until a championship's won outside the pocket, I'm old school enough to say you got to be able to do it from the pocket. And these guys do add another element. But I have great faith that these three have shown now and will continue to develop as guys that can maybe win a championship from the pocket. That's what separates them. We're going to have a whole influx of people that are saying, okay, now we're going to bring that type of athlete into the NFL, and we're going to have that element on our team. But the question is, are they going to be Tim Tebow-esque in terms of they can't do it from the pocket? And that's going to be short-lived. So, you know, these guys are pretty special. And I hear everybody saying, well, we're going to go get the next Russell Wilson. Well, wait a minute now. They're not all of those cats running around here now. It's like saying, well, we'll just go get our Hall of Fame quarterback in the sixth round like Tom Brady. Well, good luck with that one. So, yeah, is it the wave of the future? Maybe, maybe not. But the fact that these guys can beat you from the pocket is more substantial than what they're doing outside the pocket.
Brian Billick, former Ravens head coach and current analyst for Fox and NFL Network. Ray Lewis playing his last game, there has to be a special place there for you, the connection that you guys had.
Oh, there's no question. One of the most gifted natural leaders I've ever been around. That's probably the number one question I get asked more than anything when I'm out and about. What's Ray Lewis like? And my answer has always been, what you see on Sunday, that's what Ray is Monday through Saturday. Every meeting, every practice, that passion, that intensity, that's where a lot that try to be Ray Lewis-esque kind of falter because they can't sustain it. It's manufactured. For Ray, it's through and through.
And can't let you go without asking about the Browns, the changes there. Rob Chudzinski, I know you know him, and North Turner now offensive coordinator. Ray Horton's the D coordinator. But just your impressions of the changes of the Browns.
Well, the Browns have a good basis to build from. They really are. They're a better team than their record indicates. I think Rod's brought together a very, very good staff. They seem to have the upper management now that is going to support them and support that vision. They ask a lot of the Browns fans. This is yet another change, another, you know, new coach, new approach that they're asking the Browns fans to jump on board with. But I think it's got some real potential. The key is Whedon the answer? Is he going to be the quarterback of the future?
What do you think?
We're going to find out. Certainly with North Turner coming in, that's a big plus in terms of the development. That also, you got to consider, you know, Alex Smith out there did very well over North Turner. Do they reach out and try to maybe go with that more veteran quarterback?
You're involved in something very interesting for fans called Thuzio. It makes unforgettable sports experiences possible. Thuzio.com is where to check it out, but tell us more about that, Brian.
Yeah, I do a lot of corporate speaking, which are larger, more major events, but Thuzio.com gives the everyday fan an opportunity to tap into a huge array of athletes and coaches on a personal basis. You want someone to come and just have dinner with you or with a special group. Maybe come work with your kids. Maybe go to your kids' bar mitzvah. Whatever it is that you are interested in doing, there's a wide range of athletes that you can tap into. It's very easy in terms of the pricing is very upfront. You know exactly what it is that you want to get done, what the ramifications are, and what the stretch is, what the cost is going to be. The price point is very apparent, and it gives you an opportunity at a number of different levels to interact with. You know, we get jaded by it a little bit, Vic, obviously, because you're around it all the time, but this is for the average fan to reach out. Maybe it's a figure from the past. Maybe it's a local figure that you're excited about, sports that you're interested in sports, or a national figure, any number of ways that you'll be able to access these athletes and coaches.
No, it sounds like a lot of fun. Thuzio, check it out, Thuzio.com, Thuzio.com. Brian Billick, outstanding. Thank you so much.
All right, Vic, good to be with you.
We've got much more coming up from Radio Row of Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.